Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a feature intended to inspire you to read a chapter of your Bible every day. Here's Sandy Adams, pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, with a synopsis of today's chapter.
The false apostles intimidated the Corinthians by appealing to visions and supernatural revelations. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul tells them he's had some heavy revies of his own. Yet rather than use his experience to intimidate, Paul considers it too sacred to even communicate. He could never use his vision as an excuse to boast in his own spiritual status. In fact, Paul's vision was accompanied by a thorn. God placed a dagger in his flesh to keep him humble. Just when Paul might assume he was stronger than he really was, God found a way to remind him of his weakness. God never removed the thorn, but what God did give Paul was grace to help him cope, grace that more than compensated for his weakness. Through his thorn, Paul learned an important lesson. The weaker he was, the stronger he became. Paul's inadequacy became God's opportunity. He looked forward to situations that exhausted his resources. While trusting in God's sufficiency, Paul was actually strongest when he was weakest. Paul was ready to pour out his life for the Corinthians, yet they had turned their backs on him and followed false apostles. Unlike his enemies, Paul had tried not to be a burden on the believers. Paul hopes that when he visits, he'll find a repentant church rather than a rebellious church.
Our desire is to see you reading God's Word. Each day at this time, Sandy will summarize a succeeding chapter in the Bible. If you would like a tape containing Pastor Sandy's complete study of today's chapter, call us at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. The number is 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP, or on the web at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.